Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the Wednesday 4 o'clock happy hour, and I'm happy to announce and welcome back Tom Nelson. He is the Outagamie County Executive, the former Majority Leader of the Wisconsin State Assembly, and he is a U.S. Senatorial candidate. Tom, welcome back to the big show.
Good to be back on. Great to be back on.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, Tom, the pool of candidates is getting a little deeper, a little broader, but you were the first one in. You were the first to declare you wanted to take on Ron Johnson. Tom, I've noted a lot of your emails, at least to my account, have included references to Ron Johnson. Is this truly a campaign against Ron?
I think it's two things. Anytime you're running against an incumbent, I think we all have two things we have to do, is we have to make the clearest argument possible why Ron Johnson does not deserve another term in the U.S. Senate. That's number one. The second thing is for each of us to make a strong, compelling argument why they would be the best U.S. senator representing our state. And so that's what my campaign has been about since October. And I think the last time I was on, or maybe two, or I think the time before that, a lot of the focus has been on making it clear, not just to Wisconsin voters, but to the entire country, to the whole world who has been watching the antics of Ron Johnson, that this is unacceptable, that this is not the Wisconsin we know. We can do a lot better. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, he's probably not going to run for another term. Well, here we are 6 months later. You got Donald Trump, who is endorsing him, and his activities are more and more increasingly showing that he is going to be a candidate for re-election. So the work that we did early on with a very, very clear focus on Ron Johnson, I think is something that's going to redound and benefit not just to my campaign, but I think to the overall effort to try to get rid of Ron Johnson.
Well, Tom, we've only got 15 minutes, but since you laid it out there, what are the top three or four reasons not to reelect Ron Johnson to the U.S. Senate, sir?
How much time do you have?
Well, less than 15 minutes remaining, sir. So, gauge your own limits.
Cliff notes then, Tom.
I know. I mean, geez, let's take it from the top. I mean, his actions, he's been an honorary member of the Sedition Caucus. His work on his committee had led to the insurrection on January 6th, next to Ron Johnson. I can't find one person that has more responsibility for that. The way that he has poorly represented us, just completely embarrassing, pushing these hoax vaccinations for COVID, these conspiracy theories, racist comments, all that stuff. But look, I mean, I come from Little Street, Wisconsin. I grew up on Carolyn Drive, a working class neighborhood. And he has failed us so badly when it comes to economic bread and butter issues. That's what's important to me. I mean, my goal is to try to make sure that the economy works for everyone. Ron Johnson is someone who back in 2010 championed Korea of destruction. Just a few months ago, he championed outsourcing. I mean, who does that? He has voted for tax breaks that directly benefited him. He has opposed healthcare reforms and things that would benefit people on Carolyn Drive and all throughout Wisconsin. I am a hardcore supporter of Medicare for All. As far as I know, I'm the only candidate in the race that supports Medicare for All, or, since we're kind of on the topic, a Green New Deal. So I know you want me to keep on going on about Ron.
Well,
Johnson?
let me ask
going
you
on.
About
a lot of practice on this.
Ron Johnson in Ukraine. And the breaking news today, the New York Times reported, Rudy Giuliani's home and office were raided. And although I didn't see Ron Johnson's name appear in that particular story, Ron Johnson was something of a co-conspirator to advance the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Burisma, Ukrainian narrative. Mm-hmm. They needed a willing co-conspirator, the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee chairman, a guy with the gavel, and a guy that had no qualms during the run-up to the election, pushing Russian propaganda. And Tom, he may not have been mentioned today, but I suspect before Rudy goes to trial, we're going to see some involvement in Ron Johnson in this matter. Tom, what's your thought about Rojo
and
Ukraine?
It's only a matter of time. I think at some point, the camel's back is going to break if it hasn't already. And look, I mean, you know, this is serious business. If you look at homeland security issues, national security issues, you saw that with the insurrection on January 6th. I mean, you mentioned right now he is the chairman. He was the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. If anyone should be privy to the information to know if, in fact, there is a national security threat, it's going to be Ron Johnson. So in that case, he helped cause the insurrection. And then number two, he ignored the intelligence that was coming through his committee. So I think there has been, I think the key thing here, I mean, this is bad in and of itself, but there's a pattern. There's a pattern that goes through his full 10 and a half years of, you know, of being our U.S. senator. This isn't like a one-off. This is a pattern of behavior that is reprehensible, has embarrassed this country, has had a direct bearing on national security. I mean, I just don't know how much more of a case you can make against this guy. You know, they always say in politics, the most difficult thing that you have, difficult challenge, is to define your opponent before he or she defines you. I don't have to do this. I mean, he defines himself. I can't keep up with him. I'll go on Twitter and sure enough, it says trending Ron Johnson, trending stop Ron Johnson. Like, I just can't keep up with this guy. I mean, you know, I've got to like double my staff to be able to follow this. You know, I mean, it's just one thing after another. I just don't see. I really do think that this guy has a big enough head. And I think he has absolutely no sense of what is going on around him, that he is, in fact, going to run for re-election. And I think I want to. I think someone like him should stand before the court of public opinion for election, where the voters can go to him and say, all that you have done in the 6 years, maybe 12 years, whether it's, you know, issue of national security, whether it's just embarrassing us, hurting working families, put him there, stand for re-election, and let's beat him. Let's not beat him by 10 or 20,000 votes. I'm talking 5 points, 10 points, whatever it is. Make it very, very clear. The people of Wisconsin will have the final word, that they will weigh in on all the damage that Ron Johnson has done the last several years.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Tom Nelson, Outagamie County Executive. That's my old stomping grounds, Tom. He's a former majority leader in the Wisconsin Assembly and a U.S. senatorial candidate here for the great state of Wisconsin. Tom, it's...
Hold on. Hey, guys, can you turn the TV down a little bit, please? Just a little bit.
Okay. God, I love the working out of the home thing, man. Tom Nelson, doing some parenting here. All right, Tom, we appreciate you sticking around.
Go on. Question.
The senator is seemingly trying to play coy. What I mean by that is this. I'm only asking questions, Tom. You know, election integrity, I'm just asking questions. You know, a lot of people have questions. A great replacement theory, you know, is that what the Dems are doing? I'm just asking a question. Do masks really work? Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say. So many people died. We have mask mandates. So I'm just asking questions. He hides behind these issues with the I'm only asking questions, Tom. Do you think that's effective at all? Or will that save him in your mind?
No, it's not going to save him. And I think, you know, they always talk about how, you know, issues come and go and that there'll be another issue and that what happens in 2021 is not going to be on the top of voter minds in 2022. I think it is because I think the pandemic, I think the insurrection, I think all of those will constitute entire chapters of our country's history. So I don't think that they're going to forget about this anytime soon. This is also a reason, one of the reasons for my candidacy had started so early, so I can build the record. I can help build the narrative of who Ron Johnson is, what he has been doing for like 3 or 4 months. I was the only dedicated entity that was holding him to account. And that was a big mission of my campaign, to build the resume, to show this narrative of everything that he has done wrong to us. So we are building this narrative. We're going to take it all the way through this election. And when November comes, he's going to, you know, the voters are going to have the last say. And I cannot wait for election day. And I think I speak for a lot of Wisconsinites who think election day cannot come fast enough to get rid of this guy.
Well, Tom, just check out Devil Radio 92.7 Archives. We've got lots of interviews with Ron Johnson for your perusing. Since then, we've now had Sarah Godlewski, Wisconsin treasurer, jump into the race as well. I think the Democrats have a fine selection of candidates to choose from. Tom, how do you distinguish yourself between the other known candidates at this point?
I'm not a millionaire or a billionaire. I will be in the lonely one-third of the U.S. Senate who's not a millionaire. My positions on key issues like Medicare, like Medicare for All, Green New Deal, those are issues that I alone in this race support. Those are the type of bold positions you take on crucial issues that will make a difference, not just in the coming term, but for many years. We are in this incredible opportunity to control both houses of the Congress plus Joe Biden to advance not just a Democratic agenda, but a solid progressive agenda that's going to improve the lives of all Wisconsinites. I'm coming from a working class background. I grew up on Carolyn Drive. My dad wore the white collar. He was a Lutheran pastor. The rest of the dads wore the blue collars. They were mill workers. I learned at a very, very young age the importance of serving your neighbor and also the value of working families and what they bring to a community, to the economy. If you want to go to Washington and say that you're going to work for working families, you have to walk in their shoes. You need to know exactly what was going on, the challenges they face. Then and only then can you best serve the people that you seek to represent.
Tom, sort of an off-the-cuff question. Sir, how do you alleviate boredom?
With my kids, hey, look, I've got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. They're jamming me up on these interviews. There's never any boredom here, especially when you're pulling 17, 18-hour days.
Tom Nelson,
kids,
if people want to support your candidacy, how can they do so?
Nelson4WI.com, Nelson4WI.com. Same thing for Twitter and Facebook, Nelson4WI. Oh, and we didn't talk about this. My book that hit the shelves last week, where I talk about the fight to save the Appleton Coated Mill and combined locks, rave reviews most recently by John Nichols. Before that, The American Prospect. I see the hands, BK.
Gotta go, Tom.
OneDayStrongerBook.com. Thank you.
Thanks,
Tom.
More Devils.